Well, amen. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn to Matthew 28. The Great Commission is what we're dealing with today. Verse 18 through 20. And when you find that, will you stand with me in reverence to the reading of God's holy, infallible, inspired, inerrant word. Thank you so much for being in God's house today. I've come to get fed. How about you? Amen. Let's get fed. All right. Matthew 28, verse 18. The mandate of kingdom authority. Last week we dealt with kingdom authority. What is it? Today, the mandate of kingdom authority. Now listen carefully to this very first verse. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power or authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Thank you for the reading of your word. I pray for your fresh oil of anointing to be upon me, upon this congregation. God, may we hear you. Will you speak today? Make us all good listeners. May we hear what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Let me be seated. What about authority? What gives you the authority to witness? What right do you have to share your faith? I love reading cartoons. Y'all like cartoons? Yep. You know, I like, I think my favorite's Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown's a cool dude. You know, Charlie Brown, his Christmas tree. But anyway, Charlie Brown and Lucy. So Charlie Brown comes into the room. He wants to watch television. He's already got a program on his mind. And so he says to Lucy, he said, Lucy, change the channel. Change the channel. You know what? I realize I just got this object. It was Charlie Brown watching television. Lucy was the one that came in and told him change the channel. She was upset. He was watching what she didn't want to see. And so he said to Lucy, what authority do you have to tell me to change the channel? She said, I have five reasons that you should change that channel. He said, well, what are they? She said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now change the blooming channel. That gives me the right for you to change the channel. Charlie Brown looks around at his hand and he says, why can't y'all work together like that? You know, wouldn't it be something if you and I could learn to work together for the kingdom? You know, we're living in a time when people are focused so much on what they can get out of something. They're so focused on themselves. I mean, it's interesting. Everything's got an eye in front of it today. You know, iPhones, and we even have a worship series called I Worship. I mean, everything's got an eye. And we're so focused on I that we miss Him who is the King, and it's His kingdom's work, and we need a kingdom mentality. That's what I want to give you today. Now, the book of Matthew presents Jesus Christ as King. That's the theme of the book of Matthew. Jesus is seen as King, rightly so, for He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Let every kindred and every tribe on this terrestrial ball to Him all majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all. All that with yonder sacred throne we at His feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. Let me tell you, where Jesus is Lord, there is liberty. Where Jesus is Lord, there is life. And what does the word Lord mean? It means that He is to be the sole owner and operator of our lives. There are to be no other gods before us. We put other gods before Him. We do. We even do it at church. We are more focused on people than we are Him. We really are. We get so focused on what other people think. You know, all that matters here today is what God thinks. You know, we're here to give Him the worship He's worthy of. Now, the word mandate means an official order or commission to do something. The original mandate or mission according to God's word is found in Genesis 1, 26 and, through 28. Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and let them have dominion. God was saying, I'm going to let man have dominion. He was to have kingdom authority. Luke 17, 21, I love the Gospels. It says, the kingdom of God is within you. And then the Great Commission is the restoration of our mandate. All believers are called to advance the kingdom of God. We are designed to operate according to the life, principles, and values of kingdom authority. So we're going to continue to define what is kingdom authority by talking about this mandate. Number one, the source of it. The source of it. Now, kids, you're doing good on your sermon books. All you got to do is follow this, and more than likely, you're gonna get an okay, and I will get those gift cards to you, all right? Don't worry about it. But the source of it, look at verse 18, and Jesus. Say that with me, and Jesus. That's good enough. We'll preach right there. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all authority, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Listen to me carefully. Jesus is the source of kingdom authority. Christ, that little word. And Jesus came and spake to them. Christ comes from Christos. It's a Greek word meaning anointed. It's the equivalent of the Hebrew word Messiah. So to be in Christ is to be the anointed of God. Jesus Christ was the anointed of God. Jesus is the anointed. That being so, he is the king. He is the ruler. He is the one who leads. He is the one that we follow. Hello? He's king. We all bow down. He's the source. Christ is the source of kingdom authority. And then second of all, he's commander in chief. Look at verse 18. He is saying, listen to me carefully, all power is given to me. The word power here in the Greek is exousia, and it means authority. It means right, ability, dominion, authority, the right use of power. He did not say, listen, look at the words now. He didn't say power is given to me. Jesus said all power is given to me. Jesus claimed to be the supreme executive, the commander in chief, if you will, of the divine family. Every inch of territory, not only on the planet Earth, but throughout all the innumerable far-flung planets in outer space. I'm telling you something, he is in charge. He is sovereign God. Do you believe that? Say amen. Amen. He is the source of authority. People don't like authority today. In fact, we've had people standing against authority for many years now. But I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a secret in just a second that will change your life. So don't. I'm going to move quickly because we're going to have a special prayer to commission our new leaders for the new year. But I want you to get this. He is the commander in chief. He's still in charge. I'm telling you something. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He had the first word in this thing. He'll have the last word in this thing. Amen. And then he's creator. It says, in heaven, in earth. God gave man the dominion over all creation, Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The Creator, who has all power in heaven and earth, has given man the authority, dominion over all the earth. He is our source, he is our resource, and he is the one who enforces kingdom authority. Here's the deal real quick. Let me give it to you. We have believed the devil's lie, and we're living it. Yeah. Somehow, we have sold out to the enemy. God's given us authority, dominion, over this earth. And somehow we don't exercise that authority. We had somehow rather believe Satan than to believe the truth of God. You see, Jesus came to set the captive free. But we're still all bound up because our minds are all mixed up. And really, I'm telling you, Satan works here. This is his playground. And somehow we've come to believe that we're still in bondage when Jesus came to set the captive free. We ought to be living in kingdom authority because we have the source. Christ is our source. Amen? You're battling, you're struggling with something in your life. Your flesh keeps standing up in your... You lust, you deal with problems of the flesh. Let me tell you how to the answer of that. Jesus is the answer. He really is. Just ask yourself, would Jesus be looking at this stuff? Would Jesus be doing that? And here's what I'm thinking. If you've got idle time to be given into the lust of your flesh, why don't you take that idle time and let the Christ of glory come into you daily by getting into His Word, and you can't have light and darkness at the same time. It just won't work. Amen. I'm telling you, when Jesus is Lord of your life, you don't have time for junk. Are y'all listening to me this morning? There's a lot of folks in church today. They're so caught up in little hang-ups, and we get caught up in our emotions and everything else, and we leave out the very source of our kingdom authority is Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Your strength is in Him, folks. If you're struggling with something, if you feel weak about something, then go to Christ. He's your strength. Rejoice in the Lord. You know why a lot of people don't rejoice? Because there's sin in their life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Sin will rob you of your joy. Satan will rob you of your joy. I believe I have a spell. I'm telling you something. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Satan is a defeated foe. But we go around, man, we pout about things. We get upset about things. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the cares of this life when we've got the source, the resource, and the enforce of kingdom authority in our life. We've got Creator God in us. Amen. I love this scripture. It says the kingdom of God is within you. We'll talk about that. All right, the scope of it. What's the scope of kingdom authority? We talked about the source of kingdom authority. Here's the scope of kingdom authority. Because this is what Jesus gave to the church. This is given to His disciples. And you're a disciple if you know Jesus as your Savior. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now here's where we're going to get into a little deep here. Number one, there needs to be a discernment. Now, you know, this is a problem for a lot of us because the only way you can discern things, I believe, is by the power and the help of the Holy Spirit. He says, go ye therefore. Now, where you see the word therefore in Scripture, you need to always look. Why is it there? Why is therefore there? There's a reason. Jesus is saying, I want you to understand this. I want you to discern. Because I am the Christ. Because I am the commander-in-chief. Because I am the creator. You have the kingdom authority to go because I'm the one sending you. Are y'all with me? You've got the right. Someone says, well, what right do you have to share your faith? Well, I'm under divine orders. The commander-in-chief has commanded it so. Now, to disobey him would be living in sin. I'm telling you, folks, I believe it all in my heart. We've got to discern what God is saying. Because He's saying, I am Christ. I am the creator. I am the commander-in-chief. You go. First, you might want to discern this. Did you know you can't spell God without spelling go? Did you know you can't spell gospel without spelling go? And you want to hear something funny? You can't even spell the word gourd without the word go. Gourd Springs Baptist Church, God wants us to go. It's easy to sit on your seats of do nothing. And by the way, if we're going to be kingdom workers, it takes work to serve the Lord. It's not easy. If you're looking for something easy, you're in the wrong church. God wants us to go. He don't want us to sit on our seats of do nothing. This is the discernment I want you to get, that He has called us. He has instructed us. You go with what? You go with the gospel. You go with Christ. So here's the scope of our discernment. We better get going. The Greek verb translated go is actually not a command. It's a present participle, going. The only command in the entire Great Commission, listen to this, is to make disciples. That's the command where it says teach all nations. Jesus is saying, while you are going, make disciples of all nations. In other words, no matter where you are, you should be witnessing of Jesus Christ and to seek to win others to Him. because you are his follower. He tells us to go throughout Scripture, go and teach all nations. Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Acts 1:8, I love this one. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. We want the power of God in our life without following his directives. But folks, we've got to be learn to be a follower, and that's what a disciple is. What is a disciple? He says in verse 19, and teach all nations, or make disciples. The term disciples was the most popular term or name for the early believers. Being a disciple meant more than being a convert or just a church member. If you want to put it, I guess, in our terminology, it's being an apprentice. An apprentice might be an equivalent term. A disciple attached himself to the teacher. He identified with the teacher. He learned from the teacher, and he lived with the teacher. He learned not simply by listening, but by doing. A disciple, then, is one who has believed on Jesus Christ and expressed his faith by being baptized. He remains in fellowship of those believers that he might be taught the truths of the faith. He's then able to go out and win others and teach them become disciples. So here's what I want to give you. Real disciples make disciples. Amen. And if we're not making disciples, then we're not disciples. Are y'all listening, or y'all just going to play church today? Now seriously, folks, this is serious. This is the Great Commission. In the average Southern Baptist church, it's become the Great Omission. Yeah, it really has. 92% is the newest percentage among Southern Baptists who've never led a person to Christ. Never. Very few people will lead people to Christ. And we want God's blessings. We want God's power in our life, but we're not willing to do what God says. He says, you be disciples and you make disciples, and this is the scope of kingdom authority. You want to know kingdom authority in your life? You want to know the power of God to live victorious for you? Then do what God says, just like he said in Acts 1:8, I'm going to give you the power to become witnesses. All you got to do is go, and I will empower you. He's not looking for your abilities. He's looking for your availability. He'll give you the ability. Amen? And then the directive, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You got to be under before you can be over. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm taking it to a level that I hope you can get today. We baptize people in this water here. I tell people all the time, you can't get saved by being baptized. Because you are saved, you follow the Lord in obedience to baptism. We Baptists believe strongly, and it's not a Baptist thing, it's a biblical thing, that Jesus died a complete death. He didn't die just a little death. He didn't die sprinkled on death. He died a complete death. So we take you all the way under. And you've seen me do it here. I've done it in every church. If someone tries to leave an arm out, I grab it and I baptize that to you. Man, I don't miss nothing because I believe you're supposed to be under. Now, I'm going somewhere. Follow me. You got to be under. You see, when you go under that water, it is symbolic of the death of Christ. And you're saying that you're dying to you. Are y'all following me? So if you're dying to you and coming out of the water is symbolic of his resurrection, then we've got to understand something. Coming out of that water gives you kingdom authority because you now are a child of the king. You operate in a whole new realm, in a kingdom realm, where Jesus Christ is king of your life. We call him King Jesus. Are you ready for this? Here's the secret. Are you ready for this? Baptizing them, the name. The name that is above every name. The Bible says in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Here's the first word I want to give you. Here's the secret of it. You got to get undone before God would do a work in you. You got to. I don't want to discourage you. But you've got to undo everything you've done so God can do what he wants to do in you, okay? What I mean by that, we all are guilty. I'm guilty too. We want to get out here and we want to do a work for God. But God wants to undo a work for him, and he wants us to do a work of him. There's a big difference doing a work for God and doing a work of God. When you do a work of God, that's God working in and through you. You're not just going through the motions. You're not just checking off the box, well, I attended church today. You see, we got to get undone so God can do something fresh in you and us. John 2:20, but ye have an, I'm jumping over too much here. Hold on. Isaiah, that's the verse I want. Isaiah 6:5. I like the way Isaiah came to this. He said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes, woo, glory, my eyes have seen the King. He said, I've seen the King of glory, the Lord of hosts. When you and I get undone, God will do a great work in you like you've never seen before. We talk about what we're going to do for God, and God's wanting us to learn what He can do through us. And let me tell you something. Look up here, folks. God can do a whole lot more through you than He's doing. It just comes down to this. The next word is really the word I want to give you. The word is under. You've got to be under before you can ever be over anything. You say, preacher, what do you mean under? Now, I'm thinking this. I'm thinking about baptism. Yes, that's water baptism. But listen, folks, you've got to humble yourself, submit yourself, surrender yourself under the Father, under the Son, and under the Holy Spirit. Are y'all following where I'm going with this? Yeah, we're going under some water here, but in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're not just baptizing to be baptizing. We're just not trying to say, well, in the Holy Ghost. No, we're saying in the name of the Father, amen, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. So what I'm trying you to see here is the importance of going under the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You cannot be over until you are under, and that's the key. Jesus was under authority. He was subject to His Father, John 17:4. He was subject to the Holy Spirit, Luke 4:1. He was subject to the Word of God, John 10:35. He was subject to His earthly parents, Luke 2:51. He was subject to earthly government, Matthew 17:27. You will never be over those things that God has set under you until you learn to be under those things that God has placed over you. There is strength through surrender. Are you under the Word of God? Are y'all listening? Say amen. Amen. Are you right now, you're under the preaching of the Word of God. If you get under the Word of God, what's going to happen? God's going to use you to be kingdom minded and authority. You're going to have authority in Jesus' name because you came under the Word of God. Think about that. Are you under the Word? Is the Bible your mandate for life? Are you loving it, reading it, obeying it, living it? Folks, I'm telling you, we're living in a day where folks don't even bring their Bibles to church. And people say, well, I have electronic equipment. Do you know what? I see very few people even using a Bible app. I've never jumped on anybody because they use their phone. But I'm going to tell you something. Look up here, folks. There's nothing like, I don't know how to explain it. There's nothing like bringing that to church. There's just, I feel like I got a sword. And by the way, when God cuts you, that's a good thing. Because who God cuts, He can heal.
That's right.
Now, if I cut you, you probably messed up. Because I can't heal you. But when God cuts you, He can heal you. Amen? I'm thankful for the Word of God. I tell you, I'd feel naked if I didn't bring this to church. I really would. You know how long I've been doing this? Ever since I came to Jesus. Or even as a little boy, I was carrying my Bible. You know, we all teach our children to bring their Bibles to the church. You say, well, they can't even read. I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter whether you read it or not. I mean, really. You say, wait a minute, preacher. You just said we got to study the Bible, got to read. Well, the little kids that can't read, they still are honoring God's Word. They're holding it in their hands. See what I'm saying? Yeah, I want them to learn to read. But before they even learn to read, they ought to see this as the Holy Bible. Amen? The Word of God. And I do believe there's power in the Word of God. The Bible says the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation. You get under, I tell you what I need to say this morning. You get under the spout where the glory flows out, you'll have a spell. Amen. You get into the spout of as the woman at the well said, Lord, give me that water that I will never have to come to this well and draw again. He said, I am that water. Amen. You take a drink of that holy water that God gives you. I'll tell you, the word of God, it will change your life. You're having a problem with your old flesh. You're having a problem with others. Get into the word of God. It'll transform you. I'll tell you something. There's power in the word of God. I'll tell you what. I believe I'll just have a running spell now, because I believe if we can get under the spout where the glory flows out, we can get under the power of the word of God. You know why we got so many unhealthy churches and people that are starving to death? Because the word of God is not being preached in our churches. He said, well, I didn't come to church to hear you shout. Well, I'd rather shout than pout. Amen. I mean, there's a lot of pouters out there and a lot of dead churches that are pouting. I'm going to get with the shouting crowd. You say, preacher, how do you do that? You get under. You get under the lordship of Jesus Christ, because only when you get under can you be over. He that is faithful in that which is least, I'll make him faithful in that which is much. And then, yes, you know I'm going to say this. I just believe it. I tell you, there's power. I love this little word. I don't know why. I just keep bringing you back to this word, unction. It's in the Bible. John 2:20, U-N-C-T-I-O-N. He says, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. John 2:20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. He will help you say what you need to say when you're witnessing, because he's going to give you the words to say in that hour. You say, well, I just don't know how to. I've heard so many people say, I don't know how to witness. Well, God's not looking for your ability. You just make yourself available. He'll get the promise of the word of God. I will give you the words to say in that hour. I'll give you the words to say to that person. Do y'all believe that? I really believe it works. Matthew 10:19. But when they deliver you, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in the same hour that you speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of my Father which speaketh in you. You know, Jesus said, I don't speak anything of myself. I speak only what I hear my Father say. I don't do anything of myself. I only do what the Father says. The people in Jesus' day said, by what authority do you say these things? By what authority do you do these things? He said, I only speak and I only do these things under the authority of my Father. He came with a mission. What was Jesus's mission? To seek and to save that which was lost. Now, some of you are not excited about the Great Commission, but you need to get excited.
That's right.
You know what my number one burden for our church is? Number one burden, I really believe, and I want to go here now. There's no brokenness in our church. There's not. I love you enough to tell you the truth. We're not broken for the souls of lost men. And I notice I use the word we, because I'm not broken enough. We've got to get broken. And there's another word I believe God's really want me to give you today. The word is urgency. Folks, your life is running out. If you're going to do something for God, you better hurry up and do it. Amen? I mean, hey, I'm preaching this because there are people, you in your family and your friends, your realm of friends, people that you know that I don't know, there are people that you could lead to Christ that no one else could, because you're the only one with those folks. Your co-workers, people, I don't know who they are. I've not met all your family. That's why you can't leave it up to the preacher to do the witnessing, amen? We've got people around us. You got people, I got people. We need to have the unction of the Holy Spirit, because God will give us the words to speak to those people. Do you believe that? I believe it all in my heart. And then, last of all, but not least, is the strength of it. Now, this is quick. And this is the here's something I love to preach. Look at verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. We have the promise of his plan here. The plan is that we would teach people, the King James Version says observe. The word means obey. You know what God wants? He wants obedience. Teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The teacher has given us his teacher plan, her teacher plan. Now, you teachers, you have a teaching plan. Is that right, Sherry? What's it called? Lesson plan. See, I'm not, I've never been a school teacher. So a lesson plan. All right, well, here's God's lesson plan, teachers. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You cannot burn out following this plan because you can't do it in your strength. You do it in His strength, and you cannot exhaust the power of God. I hear preachers say it all the time. I hear church people say it all the time. Man, I'm burning out. I'm burning out. You know why? We're trying to do it. We follow our plan. We're trying to do it in our strength. But here's the promise of His plan. I'm not done. Hold on. You simply need to obey by following His plan for your life. We will be so much better off learning from the teachings of obeying the things that He has commanded us instead of having to learn through hardships and difficulties and troubles. His plans always works because He said, even to the end of the world, this will work. Follow His plan. What'd you call it? Lesson plans. Follow His lesson plan. All right. Second of all, we are promised His presence. You see where He says that? And lo, I am with you always. God's promise is that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And when you are standing there sharing the gospel with that friend, that family member, even that total stranger, the Lord Himself is right there with you. He will help you. He will enable you. He will embolden you and use you if you will simply obey Him. Jesus said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Amen. Oh, we're saying, well, we need to be educated. No, you don't. Oh, we need to be trained, preacher, and soul winning. No, you don't. Look up here. I've had it all. I'm telling you, CWT, LES, Evangelism Explosion. I've gone through all of that training. Let me tell you something. I still have the same heart to lead the lost because Jesus put it there. Are you saved today? Then you can't keep it to yourself. The Great Commission is that wherever you're going, you're to be telling others about Christ. And the promise is, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be standing right beside you. I'm going to be giving the words to say. And then last, and we're done, we are promised His power. We are promised His power. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. The whole mandate of kingdom authority is this. What He said in verse 18, I'll get it right in a minute, verse 18. All power is given to me in heaven and earth. If He's an all-powerful God, why are we such a wimpy church? I didn't get no amens. But we're, thank you, I got the Baptist girls over here. Here's the thing. Listen to this. It's not that we don't have the power. Everything's available to us. Everything. All of this. Look up here. All we got to do is do it. Yeah. You can't spell God without go. You can't spell gospel without go. You can't spell Gord without go. I just think we need to go. That's what I think. I really think we need to go. Can I share my heart with you before we leave? For 3 years, we've talked about building a building out here with the focus of reaching our community. That was what our thoughts were. In fact, I got to thinking about this. We're not going to build this building for us. We want to build it for Him, but we want to build it for the community. Now, I know the heart of the Ray Masons, and I mean, Ray was one of the beginning of this, and Stevie Griffin, we all talked about this from the very beginning. We want to reach students. We want to reach young people. We want to reach adults. We want to reach everybody in this community. And for 3 years, I didn't know this till this week, we've talked about it. You know, you can talk something to death. But here's my burden. I'm sharing my heart. I'm just being your pastor right now, sharing my heart with you. It hit me the other night. I was thinking about it. How many people's gone to hell in those last 3 years that we could have been leading to Christ? He said, well, now, preacher, wait a minute. Are you saying that we're going to get the community over here to hang out and do things with the community? Yep, that's what I'm saying. If you build it, they'll come. Reach those people that they're not going to come in here and worship with us. No. But you know what? We can do community activities. If there's a disaster here in this county, we could have a place where people could come together in a disaster and we can put up cots and help them out in a time of need. I'm just saying we can be the hands and the feet and the arms of Jesus. Because we're not going to build a building for the sake of building a building. It's a ministry tool, as Rich likes to call it. A ministry tool that we can reach the lost people. And so I'm going to beg of you and ask you, would you seriously pray? And would you seriously go? God has given us a divine mandate. We've already been given His word. Now, the best thing that could happen right now for this church is that, listen up here, and I'm done, is for us to all bow down. Bow down to His sovereign will. Bow down to His rule and reign. The best thing we could do today is proclaim with all of our hearts, Jesus Christ is Lord in this place. Amen. This is not my church. And folks, regardless of what you think, it is not your church. It was not your blood shed on a cross to purchase this body. It was Jesus. And I'm going to stand as long as I'm your pastor and proclaim these words, Jesus is Lord. Amen. And He's Lord in this body. And whatever that Lord tells us to do, look up here. Whatever that Lord tells us to do, we better get to doing it. Amen. Or we will suffer. I'm not trying to scare you. I'll suffer for not to obey Him. It's serious. We're going to sing this old song today. And I want you to sing it with all your heart. We're going to give Him praise because He is Lord of all and King. Let's pray. Father, we bow down to Your sovereignty right now. Help us all to come under so we can be over. Help us to be under Your authority right now. May the authority of the Word of God be evident in this place today. May the authority of the Holy Spirit be evident here today. This invitation is not mine. I can't extend it. I can't save anybody. But You can save anybody who's willing to come under the leadership of the Holy Spirit right now. So Holy Spirit, we welcome You here to this place. Would You baptize this place in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I pray in the name of Jesus today that, Lord, we will come under Your authority today. For to be under is to be over. Now, God, help us to come with humble hearts today. There are people who are hurting here today. I pray they'll bring those hurts to this altar today and leave them here and bring them under Your authority, so that they can be over the flesh, the world, and the devil. Give victory in this invitation. I ask You, Lord, would You just be Lord, Lord, and Lord over this invitation? You are our authority. You're the source of kingdom authority. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship. Let's sing to our authority today. Let's give Him the worship He's deserving.